Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2 cents, December wheat down 3.5 cents, and November beans up 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down about 13 ticks. Crude oil is up 46 cents a barrel. Metals are just a little bit higher. We did sell 239,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. We've had some very good export numbers here. The inspections have been good. The sales have been good. And obviously, export demand remains pretty robust out here, which is all good. The government also said that they could extend E15 usage around the year and basically lift the restrictions there. That could add as much as 100 to 200 million bushels of corn into the system and kind of shrinking the carryouts a little bit there. So that would certainly be positive. A little surprised the corn is lower here this morning. We've got some harvest delays around the country. There is some disease talk around because of the wet weather. I don't think it'll make a huge difference, but a little bit lower out here. Harvest is moving at a pretty good clip, so maybe we're seeing a little bit of harvest pressure out here as much as anything else. Beans up 4 cents overnight, led by the meal. Not sure why we saw any real strength in the beans. It's possible that some people are buying beans at lower prices here. Also, notably, the Chinese could be in the market. They can do it through a number of different vehicles. They could certainly do it through Vietnam. They could do it through Singapore. They could do it through Argentina. So there's plenty of way they can get U.S. beans, and they're certainly cheap enough now at the Pacific Northwest to get prices down even cheaper than with the tariffs. So maybe that what we're seeing out here is maybe a little bit of Chinese buying. Overall, I think in the longer run, the pros are going to look to sell the rallies. I think Friday's reports and the quarterly stocks numbers are going to be a little bit bearish on the beans, maybe a touch friendly on the corn and the wheat. At least we're hoping so. And that's really about it. I'm kind of expecting a quiet day here unless the funds want to make a move covering short oil or covering short beans and short corn. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.